Did you have a chance to put a card in the mail? Anybody just to say thank you to mom? Anybody send a Mom's Day card? That used to be kind of a big deal, right? You'd send a Mom's Day card. But it's interesting because now like etiquette experts tell us that not only can you send a card, but actually now you can use all kinds of technology to acknowledge mom on Mother's Day. So you can send an e-card. You can give a shout out on social media. You can even send, according to them, it's even kosher now to send mom a text and thank her on Mother's Day. What do you think about that? Okay. Does it feel a little bit shallow? Like, you know, like 20 seconds to type a text to the one who spent 20 hours in labor to bring you to being, you know what I'm saying? Feels just a little bit shallow. But I tell you, I do love a lot of like the communication shortcuts that we can enjoy in our lifetime. When I discovered texting, oh my, it changed my life. Because all of a sudden I discovered all these conversations that I was having to have during the course of a day could now be shrunk down to just a brief little text. And oh, it was life-changing. Here's the way I would rank it. Salvation, marriage, the birth of my kids, texting. That's how I would kind of put the order. And so it is great. You know, you do now, instead of having to type, even now, emojis, not even have to type all the words, you can just send a signal. Like, you know, somebody says, well, how's it going? Or you just thumbs up, right? That's all you got to do. I used to have to be so careful in how I would like craft my sarcasm so that people would get it. But now you just put a winky face at the end of it and like everybody gets it, right? So there's so many of these things that have been wonderful. I think about another way that technology has introduced kind of another layer of making something easier, and that is in the realm of music. So nowadays, you know, music, you can just access it on your phone. We can stream everything and download everything. But in my day and time, and some of you in the room, before there was Wi-Fi, we had hi-fi, right? And you had these stacks of components. Anybody have anything that looked like this? Yeah, just stacks and stacks. And in fact, if you wanted music, where did you have to go? You had to go to the store and buy it, right? Anybody remember albums, 45s, 8-track? Anybody go back that far? Yeah, cassettes, right? Now, nowadays, with the compressed digital signals, it's great because you can just take your phone and you can create things like a playlist. And you can have the perfect music for any given occasion. You can build together a playlist like for your workouts. You can build a playlist to sit out on the patio and enjoy a nice evening. You can get a playlist. Well, back in my day, in order to have kind of a mix of music, it wasn't so easy. You had to make a mixtape, right? And so the mixtape was a lot of effort because you had to record music off of albums or other cassettes and then create your mixtape. But the mixtape and all that work was worth it because like when you would go on a road trip, right, you'd have all your tunes that you could just kind of ride along. And that's great. And then date night, you could have your mixtape for, come on, guys, don't look at me like that. She already knows your game. She married you, right? Come on. You put together your mixtape, and so you put a little Luther Vandross or some Earth, Wind, and Fire or some Lionel Richie, right? All night long. Thank you very much. The check is in the mail. All right. So you had these kind of mixtapes. But again, today we create playlists. Let me ask you this. If you were to make a mixtape for mom today, just some tunes that remind you of your mother, what songs would you put on your mixtape? What would your Mother's Day playlist sound like? In the Bible, there is a passage of Scripture that reads to us like a Mother's Day playlist. It's a celebrated passage, Proverbs 31. King Solomon kind of put together kind of a compilation of some of his favorite things about moms, and it reads like a playlist. And I want us to go there today and see if the playlist for Solomon plays like our playlist for mom today. All right? So take your Bible. Let's open them to Proverbs 31. Let me tell you an easy way to find that. At the beginning of your Bible, there's a table of contents under the Old Testament listing is Proverbs. It'll give you a page number. You can turn right to it. Proverbs chapter 31. Last weekend, we wrapped up our series and teaching on Jesus. We were in that for 5 months. Several of you asked the question, well, what's going to be next? Over the next couple of weeks, we've got some standalone messages. But come June, the first Sunday in June, we're going to kick off a series looking at the seven letters that Jesus wrote to churches in the book of Revelation. And so we're going to just go verse by verse, and we're going to see what Jesus has to say to his church today. And these verses, they kind of read a lot like tweets today. Tweets are like these short, raw, candid things that you say out in public. And so we're going to look and see kind of, you know, if Jesus were tweeting, I bet he would say something exactly like he says in Revelation. And we're going to dial into that beginning in June. All right. But this morning, we're going to take a look at Mom's playlist, Proverbs 31, beginning in verse 10. It says, who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She's more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. Now, beginning in verse 13 is where we start to kind of read this compilation of King Solomon's like favorite things. This is his playlist for moms. Verse 13, she finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She's like a merchant ship bringing her food from afar. Maybe we might could say she uses her Amazon Prime to find deals and have it shipped to the front door, right? She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household or makes an early morning run to Krispy Kreme, whatever works. She goes to inspect a field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She's energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. Or we might say she spends her evenings up late flipping through Pinterest, right? Something like that, something similar to that. She extends a helping hand to the poor, opens her arms to the needy. She's so generous. She gets involved in those school fundraisers. She will go to a family in a time of need and provide a meal for them. She's generous. She's helpful. She's got no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspreads. More likely goes to Bed Bath & Beyond, but whatever, right? She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. In other words, she looks good in casual and formal wear. Now, for the rest of the verses in Proverbs 31, we've recruited some helpers to help us with those scriptures. So take a listen and watch this.
Strengthen all her clothes. She can laugh at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom.
In loving and stretching on her tongue. In loving and stretching is on her tongue.
She watches over activities of her household.
Ever say don't.
Stand still.
I don't know.
Say and is never idle.
Yes, is ever idle.
One more time.
Never idle.
Her husband also praises her. Say it loud.
Comes and wins and thanks her. Comes and thanks and thanks her. Her husband also praises her.
Many women are capable.
Louder.
Many women are capable.
But you surpass them all.
Look at your daddy. Look at your daddy. Say, Charm is detective.
Charm is detective.
Look at the camera. Now say it.
Charm is detective.
And beauty is fleeting. And beauty is fleeting.
But a woman who fears the Lord will be praised.
Give the woman reward of, give her the war, give her the reward of labor.
And let her praise, let her works praise her at the city gates.
We love you, Mom!
So that's Solomon's Mother's Day playlist. Let's take a few observations from his playlist. Maybe these things can be put on your playlist as well. Here's the first thing I want you to mark down. She knows how to find stuff. She knows how to find stuff. Verse 16, she finds a field. She goes out there, she looks, she surveys, she finds the fields, and she buys it. Now, in our house, we don't talk about a GPS. We talk about a JPS because my wife's name is Jill, the Jill positioning system, because she can find just about anything. I will stand at the refrigerator. I know other people can appreciate this and go, where are the pickles? And she walks up, looks at me and goes, really? Right here. That's where the pickles are. We call it, where's my keys, right? And she knows exactly where the keys are. We'll even look for some kind of obscure item in the house. You know, where is this? And she goes, well, have you looked upstairs, you know, behind the bathroom door, the second drawer on the left, right next to the spare batteries? No. Why would I even think to look there? But you do, and boom, drop the mic. There it is. Now, how does that happen? How do moms know where stuff is? Write this down. Moms know where things are because they pay attention. They pay attention. Unlike many of us, moms aren't just living their lives focused on their own needs. They're paying very careful attention to what's important to their family. And let me add this, paying attention to the needs of others is a very Christ-like virtue. In the book of Philippians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul is kind of outlining some things about Jesus, and he's really calling us to walk in the same lane as Jesus. And here's how he describes Christ. He says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility, just like Jesus, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests only, not just paying attention to your own stuff, but each of you paying attention to the interest of others. Have you ever had someone give you a gift, and it's like exactly like something that you really wanted, but you thought, how in the world did anybody ever know that I really wanted that gift? And then you ask the person giving the gift a question, how did you know I wanted that? And then they say something like this. Well, you remember when we were walking around the mall and you pointed to that and you made a comment about that you'd love to have that someday? Do you remember that? And you're thinking, no, how in the world do you remember that? Because they were paying attention. And one of the great things about moms is they've learned to pay attention. Now, some of us, we say our attention span is lacking. And so one of the things that you can do and I can do to improve our attention would be this: training our eyes or setting our eyes to some of the smalls of life. Learning how to pay attention to some of the smaller details of life, to develop a discipline. Just look at some of these smalls. Because listen, it's in the smalls that sometimes we make our biggest difference. Those few moments before your kids go to bed. It's just a couple of minutes. But those itty-bitty minutes can make a big, big difference. Going to the recital and having to sit through 2 hours all for just your kids 90 seconds. Just 90 seconds. But it can make a big, big difference. You notice the niceties in life, as small as they may be. You notice when her voice goes up an octave when she's telling a story, because that thing matters to her. You notice your fella when he high fives someone else. That's when he really gets excited. You just start taking notice and inventory of the smalls, because the smalls can make a big, big difference. The word tells us that it's in the smalls that things can be revealed. It's in the smalls that can kind of tip the scales towards something very important. In fact, the word tells us that it's the little foxes that either can spoil the vine, or it's the little things that can produce the vine. Jesus said that our faithfulness in the little things is what gains God's trust. He also pointed out that God has his eye on the smalls of life. Not even a sparrow can fall to the ground that God doesn't know about it, because he's paying attention to the smalls. Baseball teams can win big if they learn how to play small ball. They take the walks. They will lay down a sacrificial bunt. They'll steal a base. They've learned they don't have to rely on the home run. They can score big if they just play small ball. There's a lot to be said for how life can really tip in the right direction if we will just keep our eye on the smalls. Pay attention. So let me ask you a question. What are the small things we can better eye this week? Put your eye on the smalls. Here's the second thing in Solomon's playlist, some favorite things that he has about mom. She senses things. She not only can find things, she senses things. The Message Bible says of verse 18, she senses the worth of her work. She senses it. Verse 20, she extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. In other words, she's perceptive of the needs around her, and she doesn't look the other way. She senses it, and she does something about it. It's amazing the difference sometimes of the sensitivities between my wife and me. We never, hardly ever pull up to a corner where there's somebody on the corner who has a sign that's asking for food or help that my wife won't say out loud, "That's somebody's little boy. That's somebody's little girl." And my heart's kind of already imagining a lot of harder things. But she's dialed into some sensitive things. She senses it. And sometimes we think about the things that mom senses almost in a way that we would refer to today like a mom's intuition. That there's just an ability, like almost an innate skill that moms have to just kind of know stuff. And sometimes it can be like Twilight Zone freaky how they can know things. My kids have learned in our household, you don't hide things from mama. It's just not possible. And she'll ask questions of our kids. Has this been happening? Have you been doing this? And you can tell by their face whether or not that's true of them or not. And it's like she just, mama senses something going on in her kids, and she steps in that direction. Well, see, I think all of us probably have this ability to discern some things that are going on around us. But here's the difference oftentimes between us and mama. Mama senses something. She senses it, but then she also acts on it. And sometimes I sense things and I just wait for them to go away. But she senses it and she acts on what she senses. You remember that little comic strip, Garfield, the cat? You know, some of us, our sensitivities are like Garfield the cat. One time I was reading a little strip and he talked about exercising. Every time I feel the need to exercise, I just lay down until it passes. And many of us, we sense things, but we don't act on it. And so kind of a great takeaway for many of us today is just the realization that this idea of intuition is really not unique to one gender or to one person. God actually enables all of us to be discerning. God's Spirit will speak to us. God will nudge us and let us know some things are going on. But here's the deal. We have to be willing, watch this, to step up whenever God speaks up. Amen. And respond. And follow the nudges and the prompting that God offers to us. Jesus, man, modeled this with just incredible discipline and consistency in practice. Jesus would sense something in a moment, in a conversation, and you see him move in that direction. He doesn't just kind of let it pass, but when Father enables him to sense something, he moves on it. You remember in John 4, there's this conversation with a woman by the well? This lady interacts with Jesus in this public place, and Jesus senses something is not right in her life. And he just starts to speak into her life. He senses it, but then he acts on it. And the result of this interaction of Jesus sensing and moving on what he acts on is it leads to incredible life change for her. She receives living water and it satisfies the thirst of her soul. But then we are told she goes to her village, tells the village what has happened, and the whole town comes out to Jesus. So listen, something big in your life, in your marriage, in your family, man, in your vocation, something big might just be one obedient step away. When you sense it, you have to step up and follow that prompting and that nudge. Moms sense it, they act on it. Here's the third, the final one in the playlist of Solomon on moms. She fixes things. She fixes things. Whether it's a hole in a sock or a hole in a heart, mom can fix it, right? Mom fixes things. Proverbs 31 says that she's energetic, she's strong, she's a hard worker. Verses 26, 27, when she speaks, her words are wise. Her words fix things. She gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches over everything in her household. She is aware when things need to be fixed. Now, I'm a fixer too. But what I've noticed about my wife's fixing and my fixing is that they can be very different. When my kids were smaller and they were growing up, one of them, you know, could have a big old booger in their nose. And my fix is, dude, man, go get a Kleenex and blow your nose. Mom's fix is to take her finger and get it right up in there and just pull that thing out. Far more personal. Far more caring. And I tell you, for that reason to this day, if there's something that needs fixing in my kid's life, that's who they call. they call mama. Because she knows how to fix things. And here's the thing that I've noticed about her, and I think what Solomon points out, is oftentimes mama can see, listen, the deeper fix. She sees the deeper fix. Sometimes the fix that I see is what I would call the surface level fix. Maybe even the easier fix. But she sees the deeper fix. When my daughter calls to say, you know, he broke up with me. My fix is to go, well, good, because he wasn't worth nothing anyway. And it's true. It's a factual fix. But it's the surface level fix. She looks deeper. How's your heart? How are you coping with that? I just want to go out and celebrate because he ain't no more, you know? The deeper fix. Jesus always had his eye on the deeper fix. That the people in Jesus' day wanted a Messiah who would just cure all their hunger pains. Or they wanted a revolutionary hero who could overthrow the Romans and bring about some kind of, you know, political peace. But Jesus saw the deeper fix. That what you really need is a Savior. You need to be forgiven. A group of friends brought a quadriplegic to Jesus, and it was, the room was so crowded. Remember this story? They had to lower him down through the roof to get him to Jesus. And they get him to Jesus, and Jesus does heal him. But he sees the deeper need and the deeper fix. And so he says to him, rise. Your sins are forgiven. You hear that? Rise. I'll heal you. But the deeper fix is your heart. Your sins are forgiven. Jesus always had his eye to that kind of deeper fix. And I would say to all of us, here's a great kind of tip for us to take away is, before we rush in to try to fix the next thing, maybe we ought to pause and ask ourselves the question, what's really going on here? What is the deeper fix that's needed? And maybe that's where my touch needs to go. Moms are great, aren't they? Solomon celebrates some of the better things about her. She can find things. She can feel things. She can fix things. And we admire our moms for that. But the great thing is, the Holy Spirit actually wants to help us be more attentive. Not just have our eyes on herself, but be more attentive. Holy Spirit wants us to be more sensitive because he wants to move and talk to us and prompt us into acting and being compassionate and gracious and really an instrument in his hand to be loving to other people. And he wants us to fix things. Sometimes not the surface level, but the deeper things. And so today is a day to celebrate mama. But it's also a day for us to welcome the Holy Spirit's work in our own hearts and lives. Because in all of these things in Solomon's playlist, I could stand to get just a little bit better.